And being 0-11, he said, that's garbage. You guys can write about it. And he was pretty feisty,
yeah.
Which was interesting. Has he been feisty behind the scenes, reminding you that despite being 0-11, they're better?
Well, we have a mentality, you know, this week on defense and as a team that, you know, it's about us. It's about, you know, the type of team that we want to continue to be and excelling at areas that we need to excel at to get where we want to go, you know. So we're looking at it, you know, we're playing the Indianapolis Colts this week, and it's an opportunity for us to really, you know, to play the type of football we want to.
Does that look like an 0-11 team, what you see on film?
I mean, like I said, I mean, record doesn't matter with this team. I mean, it's based on, you know, the game on Sunday and what each team brings to the table.
How do you feel about your team right now?
I'm excited. I'm definitely excited about, you know, everyone's work ethic, the enthusiasm, you know, the focus that guys have. I mean, everyone's, you know, definitely hungry, and we want to just, you know, keep scrapping away and keep chipping away each day and really getting better at what we need to.
James, as a player in the secondary, can you talk about the learning curve that Julian Edelman is trying to make that switch?
Yeah, slash. I mean, geez. I mean, he can really do it all. It's good to have a player like him that's, you know, versatile, that, you know, he can excel as a punt returner, wide receiver, and then we can use him, you know, in certain situations on defense, and he learns well. I mean, you know, sometimes I'll have to tell him a few things here and there to get him lined up, but, you know, he's an excellent athlete and plays the ball well.
What's the one thing a player like that has to keep in mind when he makes that kind of a switch to defense and in the secondary?
Just the communication aspect. Just continue to communicate and focus in on, you know, either myself or Mayo in terms of, you know, what the call is and going on and playing ball.
Coach just said he has so much instinct. Is that what you see from him, football instinct?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he has a high football IQ, and he's, you know, definitely an instinctive player. I mean, you can see him in the run game, you know, making tackles, and then, you know, in the pass game, locking guys up. I mean, you know, as a wide receiver, I'm definitely impressed.
How fast is Pierre Garçon?
Very fast. You know, he's, you know, a catch and run type of guy. I mean, he's dangerous with the ball in his hands, and, you know, they do a good job of getting the ball to him in space, so, you know, he can kind of do his thing. So, you know, he's definitely an explosive threat.
Is Reggie Wayne still the old Reggie Wayne that we've all seen the Pro Bowl?
You know, definitely. The only thing is, you know, he has a different guy throwing the ball, but, you know, he is definitely, you know, one of the best players at his position, and, you know, it's without saying, Reggie Wayne is, you know, Reggie Wayne.
You mentioned a minute ago everyone's hungry, and I'm sure everyone's hungry for wins in general, but is there also a sense, you know, a lot of players here who are unheralded, still trying to find their way in the league, is there also a sense in this team everyone's hungry to kind of, you know, just be a contributor in the NFL, make a name for themselves? Is that part of it in this locker room?
I don't know. It's not really, you know, anyone individually. I mean, guys just sit there and say, okay, what can I do, you know, to help our team, you know, be successful, and really have the mindset of how can I improve my play for us to, you know, overall as a group, you know, win a football game on Sunday.
You're going up against the Colts and Jeff Saturday, not you personally one-on-one, but is he someone that over the course of the lockout back in the summer that you gain an appreciation for, whether you're an opponent or a teammate, just what he did with the lockout and also...
Oh, yeah. I mean, we definitely have an appreciation for, you know, all his hard work and, you know, him, his diligent, you know, this as a leader in this league in terms of getting, you know, the whole lockout and everything situated in his communications with the owners and NFLPA. I mean, that, you know, you're definitely forever thankful for. You know, we're playing football.
Did he show you a different side even, you know, when the whole thing with Mr. Kraft and how he, you know, kind of reached out to him when that last press conference?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's you know, more than just, you know, football. I mean, he's definitely showed, you know, that, you know, he actually, you know, cares about the well-being of guys in this league, not just in terms of playing football, but, you know, your well-being and your family and that type of stuff. So, I mean, it says a lot about his character.